everybody. Welcome back into the Waiver Wire Show here on South Harmon for week 6. I'm your host, Eric Vanek, and you can follow me on Twitter at Eric Vanek NFL. Follow my show at America's Game Pod as well. I would really appreciate it if we got some follows on those accounts. But yeah, here we are, week 6. Some more injuries happen again this week, which I'm going to go over here in a second. More bye weeks coming up. So, yeah, just want to get into all of that for you guys. Hopefully help you attack that waiver wire this week. So some quick points, recording this on Monday afternoon. So some injury news and some of the Monday Night Football game stuff won't be reflected here if there's any major injuries in the Monday Night Football game tonight. But I usually dive really deep into the waiver wire for dynasty players. I do give some redraft stuff. So it is a podcast that's going to help everybody out. So just kind of, take what you need for each one of your leagues. But yeah, I dive into the snaps, the snap counts, the routes run, all that good stuff to give you guys good actionable information that you can use. So bye weeks this week, Chiefs, Rams, Vikings, Dolphins are all on bye. So a lot of firepower there on the offensive side of the ball. So no Justin Jefferson, Mahomes, Kelce, Worthy, Tyreek Hill, Waddle, Achane. You know, the Rams, if we would have had Cooper Kupp and Puka, they'd be out too. But all the Rams guys are going to be out this week too. So definitely going to need some help this week on some of these guys. So let's start off with the quarterback injuries first. So Anthony Richardson, he's still dealing with his oblique injury. Could miss one more week. I guess it's kind of up in the air to see how he practices this week, but that is something to monitor. So if Joe Flacco is still out there, I definitely picking him up. Will Levis, his shoulder injury that he suffered on Monday Night Football against the Dolphins last week. Obviously, they were on a bye this week, so hopefully it's healed, but he said they should practice at some point this week. It said later in the week, so I'm guessing Wednesday he probably sits out, so you're going to kind of have to monitor his Thursday and Friday participation, but you know, if not, Mason Rudolph would be a pickup. Aaron Rodgers, low ankle sprain. He's still expected to play this week. I believe they play Monday night against Buffalo, but he's still expected to play. Just something to monitor. I bet you Rodgers probably sits out Wednesday, Thursday, and then maybe Friday he gets back in there. Running back. So Coach Kyle Shanahan said Christian McCaffrey will not be ready to play this week for week 6. So they'll want to note that. I bet he probably doesn't play until after their bye week, and I believe their bye is week 9. So I would expect CMC to be out probably until then, to be honest. Zach Moss, ankle injury that he suffered. They say it's nothing too serious. I still wouldn't be shocked if he does miss a week or two. Just monitor it, though. See if he does get some practice in this week. If he does, then, you know, he might have a chance to play on Sunday. Otherwise, Chase Brown would be a really good pickup. Aaron Jones, hip injury, didn't return to the game. I think it was like in the second quarter is when he got hurt. He's going to get an MRI on the hip injury, so we'll have to wait to see what happens there. But I would probably expect Aaron Jones to at least miss this week, if not two. Devin Achane, concussion. They're on a bye this week, so hopefully he'll be fine when he returns. And then Brian Robinson, he's still dealing with a knee injury. He did play this week against the Browns, scored a couple touchdowns. They're going to take it easy on him during practices this week. So, you know, if, you know, hopefully by Friday you get the, you know, the full participation on Friday, and that way you know he's good to go. Wide receiver. So Nico Collins, they said it was day to day. Now they change it to week to week with a hamstring. So you monitor his practice reports. If he doesn't practice at all this week, which it sounds like he probably won't, he probably misses a game. So they're not going to push Nico Collins right now. He's one of their best players, one of the best players in fantasy regardless. So Nico Collins could be missing a week or two. Xavier Leggett, he hurt his shoulder during the game on Sunday, didn't play at all in the second and a half, so you're going to have to monitor his situation. And then Khalil Shakir, he was inactive due to his ankle injury. Monitor his practice reps this week. Obviously, they got a big division game against the Jets this week, so they need Khalil Shakir back because they looked pretty poopy without him. Tight end. So David Njoku, he suffered a knee injury in this game and is going to get an MRI, probably going to miss time, they said. So Njoku, just another injury to add on to Njoku. Probably a lost season at this point for Njoku with how fucking terrible the Browns are. And then Tommy Tremble, he suffered a concussion. He's probably going to miss a week or so, I'm betting. So Jatavion Sanders, maybe he can get going this week. All right, so let's go ahead. Let's get into some of the waiver wire notes here for you this week. Going to start at quarterback. So redraft quarterbacks that I like this week. If he does start, I really like Joe Flacco versus the Titans. And then opposite side, too, either Mason Rudolph or Will Levis, whoever starts there, I like both of those guys. The Colts defense just got shredded by Trevor Lawrence. So, either one of those Titans quarterbacks I definitely like this week. Derek Carr versus Tampa Bay at home. We just saw Tampa Bay get lit up for 500 yards against Kirk Cousins. So, yeah, Derek Carr is definitely on my radar. And Caleb Williams, if he happens to be out there, he's going up against Jacksonville at home. And Caleb Williams has been really hot the last couple weeks. So that is somebody else I am going to monitor here. Let's see here. Dynasty. Marcus Mariota. He came off IR this week and is the Jaden Daniels backup. With the way JD plays, you might need to have Mariota on your roster if you own JD. So just kind of see if Mariota happens to be out there. If you don't already own him, I think that's a good pickup. Jameis Winston, just because Deshaun Watson is fucking dog shit. And you know Jameis is going to be starting here soon. So if Jameis still happens to be out there, pick him up. Some of the shitty quarterbacks that I just want to mention. So we've kind of talked about a couple of these guys. Rudolph, Flacco, Mariota, Trubisky. If Josh Allen gets hurt, Trubisky will go in there. And Tyrod Taylor, just with Aaron Rodgers' ankle injury, Tyrod Taylor would get the start there if something happens there. Running backs now. So redraft running backs, got a few for you this week. So Ty Chandler, 46 snaps, 16 routes, 2 targets. He was running the ball 14 for 30 times or 30 yards and 1 catch for 24 yards. Aaron Jones possibly missing some time here, a week or two. Chandler could be a really big pickup this week for you. Roshon Johnson, 23 snaps, 31% of the snaps. He ran 11 routes, did not have any targets, but he had 10 for 25 and 2 touchdowns. Those were both on the goal line, obviously. But Roshon is mixing in there more. DeAndre Swift has had 2 back-to-back really good games, but you know, once they start playing some teams that are actually good on defense, DeAndre Swift might turn back into the pumpkin and Roshon Johnson might get more of an opportunity. So definitely want to stash Roshon Johnson right now if I can. Tank Bigsby, 23 snaps, which was 40%. Actually more snaps than ETN. ETN only had 22. He ran 8 routes, had 1 target, 1 for 28 in the receiving game, and then 13 for 101, 2 rushing touchdowns. I mean, they pretty much split the work between ETN and Bigsby right down the middle, and that sounds like it's how it's going to be or how they want it to be. Maybe ETN gets a few more carries here and there, a few more snaps, but though if Bigsby keeps playing this way, you know, ETN's going to take the back seat. ETN is definitely somebody I would love to get out on right now if I could. Jalen Wright, so they're on a bye this week, but an A-chain with the concussion. 25 snaps, 32% of the snaps, 10 routes, didn't have a target, but 13 for 86 rushing the ball there. Was doing really, really good there and helped the Dolphins win that game on Sunday. So just want to bring Jalen Wright up. And then Tyrone Tracy, the big one, 45 snaps, 17 routes, 2 targets. He caught 1 for 1, but he had 18 carries for 129 yards. If Singletary misses again this week, Tracy should be one of the big pickups of the week. But regardless, he's earned a role on this team. He's going to be playing for them no matter what going forward. And Eric Gray just can't hold on to the football. He fumbles it. This is like 5 fumbles for him in like 5 games or something crazy like that I just read. It's going to be Tyrone Tracy as the backup there. So he is somebody to must own. Dynasty running back. So Miles Gaskin, I want to mention him for the Vikings. 5 snaps, 2 routes, 1 target, 2 for 2 rushing, 1 for 11 receiving. Basically, he is the backup for Ty Chandler if Aaron Jones is going to miss a couple weeks here. So you definitely would like to own Miles Gaskin just in case. Dare Ogunwale, 46 snaps, 68%, played more than Cam Akers did. 27 routes. He had 7 targets, 6 for 57 receiving, and 15 for 30 rushing. coach D'Amico Ryans did talk a little bit earlier and said they're still not sure on Joe Mixon if he's going to play this week or not. So Ogunwale is definitely a good pickup this week. Tyler Goodson, 29 snaps, 41%, 22 routes, 3 targets, 3 for 31 in the receiving game, 5 for 26 in the rushing game. So, I mean, Trey Sermon played more than him, but it's pretty much like a, you know, 60-40 kind of split there, I would say. So I think picking up Tyler Goodson is definitely a good idea. And then Amir Abdullah, was Zamir White out? Amir Abdullah pretty much split with Madison, so 31 snaps, 39%, 21 routes. He had 3 targets, 3 for 9 in the receiving game, and 5 for 42 running the ball. So if you're really desperate for somebody, Amir Abdullah could be somebody you could pick up. Wide receivers in redraft. Just a couple here for you. So Alan Lazard, if he continues to be out there, 72 snaps, 100% of the snaps, 57 routes, 9 targets, 4 for 34 and a touchdown. And he just has that chemistry with Rodgers, especially down near the red zone. So Alan Lazard, definitely worth a pickup. Alec Pierce, if Joe Flacco starts, 52 snaps, 74%, 40 routes, 3 targets, 3 for 134 and a touchdown, caught a big touchdown catch there. I think if Flacco's out there, I'd like to have a piece of this Colts passing game. So Pierce, and then the next guy I want to mention, Josh Downs, if Downs happens to be out there, 43 snaps, 61%, 35 routes. He had 12 targets, 9 catches for 69 yards. Nice. Definitely want to pick up Josh Downs if he's out there. Jalen Tolbert, 68 snaps, 89%, 40 routes, 10 targets, 7 for 87, and a touchdown. He's better than Brandon Cooks. Brandon Cooks is kind of toasted. Jalen Tolbert, you know, getting more reps here without Brandon Cooks, with Cooks going on IR. I think Tolbert takes over this wide receiver 2 role pretty comfortably now. So, you know, Cooks is pretty much droppable. Dynasty. So Jalen Coker, who I mentioned last week to you guys, he stepped up with the Leggett injury, and then he played 32 snaps, 53%, 27 routes, 4 targets, 4 catches for 68 yards. He led the team in catches and yards. So if you picked up Jalen Coker last week listening to this show, congratulations. You may have a little gem that you just picked up for free off the waiver wires. Xavier Hutchinson, 48 snaps, 71%, 28 routes, three targets, 2 for 31. And if Nico's going to miss time, which it sounds like he is, he was the Nico Collins replacement. So Xavier Hutchinson, definitely worth a pickup this week, especially in dynasty leagues. David Moore, another Carolina receiver, he played 24 snaps, 40%, 19 routes, 3 targets, 2 for 13. Just in case they want to go with a fourth receiver in there, I think David Moore is going to be that guy. Malik Washington and Odell Beckham. So they're obviously not going to play this week, but just want to give out a shout out to these guys. Washington did finally play, 20 snaps, 11 routes, did not have a target. Odell, 11 snaps, 9 routes, 2 targets, and didn't do anything with them. But wanted to acknowledge, hey, Miami's starting to get some actual players back that can play the third receiver role in Malik Washington and Odell Beckham. Kendrick Bourne, he got activated off the IR list this week. He came in, played 16 snaps, 27%, 10 routes, 1 target, 1 for 6. So Kendrick Bourne is back. They're going to slowly ramp him up. I wouldn't be starting him in a lineup league anytime soon until he at least proves it. But with the possibility of also of Drake May coming in, these could be the time to pick up these Patriots wide receivers. And then speaking of Patriots receivers, Kayshon Boutte, he was third for the wide receivers this week. 40 snaps, 67%, 22 routes, 2 targets, 2 for 34. KJ Osborne was inactive this week, so maybe that had a little bit to do with it. But, you know, Boutte didn't look too bad. DJ Turner for the Raiders, he played 52 snaps, 74%, 32 routes, 4 targets, 1 for 12. And with all the Davante Adams rumors of him getting traded, probably misses another week with his hamstring injury too. When they do trade Adams, DJ Turner is locked into a top 3 wide receiver role here. So DJ Turner could be somebody you could pick up this week. And then Malik Heath for the Packers. He was the third receiver this week with Dobbs and Watson missing. So Heath had 45 snaps, 76%, 21 routes, 2 targets, 2 for 14. He was above Bo Melton. So Malik Heath is the guy to own there. Jalen Brooks. So he was the third receiver there. 37 snaps, 19 routes, 1 target, 1 for 10. So Jalen Brooks was kind of like the third receiver there, but they used Kevontae Turpin as well. 22 snaps, which was only 29%, but he ran 15 routes, had 5 targets, 4 for 50. So Turpin's a real small guy, kind of like I don't want to compare him to Tutu Atwell, but maybe like a Keaton Mitchell type. Really good returner, small guy, but he plays the receiver spot, can play the little slot, and they use him multiple different ways. So he could be somebody that could, especially in a best ball league, Turpin is definitely a guy I'd love to pick up. Tight ends, really don't have anybody for redraft, but I'll just mention if Tucker Kraft happens to still be out there in your redraft leagues, he's like a must pick up this week. Absolutely, Tucker Kraft. Dynasty tight ends, though. Jeremy Ruckert, 24 snaps, 33%, 11 routes. Didn't do anything with them, but he cut more into Tyler Conklin's time this week. Charlie Kohler, this Ravens three-way tight end mess. 21 snaps, 27% of the snaps. He ran only 6 routes, but he had 4 targets, 3 catches for 64 yards and a touchdown on just those 4 targets alone. This is like a three-way tight end here split. It's not pretty for any of the guys, but if you need a tight end in a best ball league, Charlie Kohler is definitely worth a pickup. Mo Alie-Cox, he took over the tight end role here with Kylan Granson falling back to third behind Drew Ogletree. So this is another just mess. 29 snaps, 41%, 16 routes, 4 targets, 2 for 37, and a touchdown for Mo Alie-Cox. So if you're desperate for a tight end this week, I don't hate playing Mo Alie-Cox against the Titans. If Joe Flacco's out there, that is. Nate Adkins, who I mentioned last week as well, 31 snaps, which is 51%, 6 routes, 1 target, 1 for 8. I mean, he's out there playing. Like, him and Troutman both had 31 snaps, I believe, and then Lucas Kroll got in there for a little bit. Dulcich was out this week, but Nate Adkins continues to get a lot of run there, so maybe that's somebody worth picking up. And then finally, our What the Fuck Are We Doing Here, Man segment. Have a couple for you this week. So I didn't talk about the Colts. They flipped the four-way fuck fest around. Kylan Granson's third. Mo Alie and Ogletree took over the lead. So that's whatever it is. Giants. Malik Nabers missed the game. Awesome. Okay. Jalen Hyatt plays. Yes, he's awesome. He's a great player. Speed demon. 48 snaps, 29 routes run. 0 targets. How do you not even target your speedster down the field to, like, help, you know, go get the ball? Like, just go, you know, fire one down there to him and see what happens. Like, how do you not even use him? How do you not use him on end rounds and those quick plays and stuff with his speed? Like, what are we doing? Like, there's some kind of disconnect there with Hyatt and the team. Like, it's just not working out. So I don't know what's up there, but Hyatt is droppable at this point because they just refuse to use him. Like, this is the perfect week to use him. Neighbors is out. You have Singletary out. They need some offense. Yeah, granted, they won the game, but you didn't even target Jalen Hyatt, one of your speed demon-type players. And Daniel Jones actually throws a really good deep ball. Makes no sense to me. And then the Steelers, they're dialing back George Pickens to hopefully get better quality out of him with less snaps. I mean, what is this bullshit? I'm starting to think there's more going on here with George Pickens behind the scenes that the Steelers keep under wraps. It sounds like it's a total shit show. So kind of like how, you know, we didn't really know all this stuff about Antonio Brown and his antics until, like, the very end of the Steelers. And then, you know, once he got cut and went to New England and all that, like, it just got worse and worse, and the Raiders and all that. Like, the Steelers are really good at keeping shit in-house. Like, all the negative bad shit in-house. Keep it all in there. The press doesn't find out. None of the beat writers find out. Nothing. So there's something obviously going on there with George Pickens. He's been in trade rumor talks. I don't know, cutting his snaps back for to get better quality out of him, like I don't know. It just sounds like Pickens is a fucking head case, to be honest. So I don't know what to think of it, but it's probably somebody I really don't want to invest too much in, to be honest with you. Even though he's uber talented. So but that is going to be it for week six here, guys. Appreciate you guys tapping in. Hopefully you get some of these guys off the waiver wires this week to help your teams out. Like I said, at Eric Vanek NFL, at America's Game Pod, at South Harmon FF on Twitter and YouTube as well. Make sure you guys follow all those accounts, like, rate, subscribe, all that good stuff. We would really appreciate it. Also, Sunday mornings, I do the Start Shit Show for South Harmon on the YouTube Live. Got this week we had Maddie Kiwoom, we had Matt Dennis, we had T-Rock on there. So all four of us were on there this week. Usually it's me, Matt, and T-Rock, and then sometimes we'll get a fourth if somebody's available. That's always a really good time. So if you guys need some start sit advice, please check us out on YouTube Sunday mornings, 12 Eastern. We'll be more than happy to answer any of your questions and help you out with some difficult start sit decisions, especially with these bye weeks coming up. We started last week, and this is where the crunch time starts to get going. And we're, you know, getting pretty close to, you know, almost halfway through the fantasy season here. You know, week seven is halfway basically until your playoffs. So it's crunch time. Pretty much every week is crunch time for me. Like, I got to get the wins. I can't get too far behind. You know, all that good stuff. So this podcast will help you guys out, pick up some guys that you definitely could use on your teams and help best ball teams, lineup leagues, whatever you got going on. So I appreciate everybody tapping in. We will see you next week for week seven. Good luck this week, guys.